something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
All the details on our upcoming tour and Canadianity Content Studios.
I went to the Arkells rally.
Plus, we play the top five Are You Still Up? Jams. That's all coming up right now on TNT. It's been a while, bud.
Hello?
It's been a long, lonely, 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 lonely while.
151.
Hey, so do we start at the start and work to the end, or do we start at the end and work backwards? There's so much to talk about.
Where we last left off would be the tour.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously everybody heard the 150 show in London. That kind of gave a good taste of what the tour was like, which was fantastic.
Was fantastic. Many buds came out. Waterloo was sneaky.
Sneaky, awesome. Waterloo was just ram-jammed.
We sold out of Snappies in Waterloo.
We sold out all our Snappies the first night of the tour in Waterloo.
Math cats were flying off the shelves.
Yeah. So there's a lot of masks walking around Waterloo right now.
I know, it was great. I feel like I should start with the usual preface that I'm starting Mr. D tomorrow morning. It's Sunday night. So I did the Sunday night sneak, and I'm in a hotel, which is why I'm using my hotel voice, if I sound a little quiet.
You can't do Fat Burger Lady or anything.
I can't get rowdy.
You can't even do Gino.
No, I guess not.
No, you could do Quiet Greasy Gino, Bedroom Gino.
Like, Joe, you got to sing for me. I don't think I can do it. My voice is tired.
You know I can do it. I can sing for you, Gino.
I was up late with the Berducci twins. I won't bore you with the details.
I thought it was the Sandusky twins.
Oh, yeah, right. There's a new set of twins in town. The Sanduskys moved away. Yeah, they got a job at the Banff Springs for the summer.
You're so popular, Gino.
So, Jeremy Taggart, let's start at the end, because the Arkells rally was last night, and you went.
Yeah, I went.
How bananas was that?
It was crazy. I mean,
tell me everything and don't leave out anything.
24,000 people at the Tim Hortons Field in Hamilton, where the Ticats play. Brand new, beautiful stadium. And someone's yelling outside here.
Maybe it's a drone.
It's not a drone. It's Jack or somebody. Anyway, so it was ram-jammed, and it's a stadium. And when you go in there, it's like, who's playing? U2, Guns N' Roses? You know what I mean? When you see the stage size and the speakers and the PA. So it was, I got there and I went up and I was in a suite actually with Tim's dad, Max, who's a bod. So I got to watch it with him, with Lisa. And we were just above it. And the crowd was going completely ape with the rally towels and, you know, singing every song. And then I went down with Lisa to go see Stumpy, our man Stumpy.
Yeah.
Who's Ryan Campbell is his
Stumpy
actual,
the sound man.
Yeah. We finally can give him the real name. But, so I went and saw Stumpy and watched the show from front of house. I did a live video on the Twitter box. And on the Instagram, so you can check out the view from front of house. But they killed it. It made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Seeing them playing the Casbah with you know, six people there. And now this, which is probably the biggest show I can think of. Any band playing in Hamilton, let alone a band from there. So kudos to the Arkells and... wow, they kind of cemented themselves as Canada's biggest band in a way.
You know? I have like 9 questions.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, was Timbo nervous? Did you talk to him beforehand?
Yeah, I talked to him on the phone and he sounded fine. You know, I don't think he's nervous. I don't think they're nervous at all. I think they're more excited than nervous.
Second question, do you prepare for or play an outdoor show differently? Or a show of that size, does what you do as a band change?
Well, they did and they do. You have to, because it's such a wide open space. It's not like playing an arena where the sound just goes everywhere. So you have to really kind of rehearse a lot and find out, you know, what's going on in the room. So Dave Gardner did a great job. I gotta say, it sounded fantastic up in the suite, sounded great down below. But I think they were there for a few days at least for rehearsals. It's a lot of work.
It's so bananas, but it appeared to be, as someone who wasn't there, so figured out. Like what they did for the community, like the actual vendors at the rally, what they did for the town, who they raised money for. Like, it was so considered.
Yeah, no, everything about it. And they filmed it. They had a bunch of people there filming it, so that there clearly will be a great document of it, a good film for sure coming around the bend. But it's just the way that they work so hard, and they just do so much. They don't leave anything out, you know what I mean? There's nothing uncovered, and it's genuine too. It's not like they're just doing it to try and, you know, shake hands and kiss babies. It's genuine for sure.
And like from the biking to the venue, which was cool, to I saw a story about a young gal whose mom had, I think she's special needs, and her mom had put out a letter saying, could you send birthday cards to my daughter to make her feel special? And the guys in Arkells, I think it was Max, sent her a letter and invited her to the thing, and she got to meet them at soundcheck. Like, it just sounds like it was so, there was so much goodwill around the whole thing.
Yeah, no, it's special to see the fact that they're cementing the whole thing of being super massive, but at the same time, and kind of in the same way that the Tragically Hip are and were as a band live, super nice and just kind of paying it forward in a way. Just realizing their position and still maintaining a real integrity and honesty that kind of was there from day one.
So cool.
Yeah.
So where did you stay? Were hotels booked?
Yeah, I stayed with the fellas. Timbo was good enough to hook me up with a room at the Sheraton. So I was a couple doors away, so we got to hang out afterwards, into the wee hours.
And was the whole town just madness?
It was, yeah. Even the cab, like, we went out to take a cab to the field, and the guy's like, oh, it's $13 flat rate because it's the rally. Like, everybody knows. It's like the bus. It said the Arkells rally on the bus that was going there.
And awesome.
There was a route to it, so just affected the whole city in a great way.
Was it like congested Hamilton's getting in?
No. It's because the way it is, it's the way that they had where the stadium is. It's pretty easy to get around at that point. There wasn't really. I didn't find any traffic at all.
So it was kind of like our show at the Casbah in Hamilton.
Yeah, almost. Almost had that. Almost that same explosion of fans.
That's so unbelievable for those guys, man. So happy for them.
Yeah. I don't think we'll ever be playing the stadium there, but maybe we can...
Well, not with an attitude like that, Jeremy Taggart.
Maybe we can open for them or MC a show at one point.
That'd be great.
Do a few laughs.
So then,
there were a lot of buds at the show last night, by the way.
Were there?
Yeah. A lot of people were like, hey, how's it going? Big fan of the pod. Out in the crowd, but also people that were working in the show. Like... people in the biz that were giving us props for the laughs and listening to the podcast all the time, and it becoming part of their kind of way to relax. So it's great, man. It's so cool to see the you know that happening with you know their fans as well, the people that are with the Arkells, that there's a nice little crossover going on in terms of people, you know, people that listen to TNT. That there was a couple pictures of some bods there with Taggart and Torn's jerseys on.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, good stuff. Bodism is alive and well with the Arkellians.
So what percentage of the people there would you guess were Hamiltonians, and what percentage of the people would you say came from elsewhere? I mean, it's a wild guess, but
a lot of people came from Toronto, like our boy Tom Power was there. I saw him last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Tom Powers. Did you know he's from Newfoundland?
He is?
Yeah. Tom Powers from Newfoundland.
He's a townie though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not a Bayman. He kind of keeps it on the down low. It doesn't come up much. That was fun. We did that while we were on tour too. Stopped in and played Lyric or Lie with Tom Power from Newfoundland.
Yeah, that's right. We'd love that, man.
He's such a bud, man. He's a great dude.
Yeah, and Mitch Pollock is a bod too. There's just great people that work in there too. So we had another good time. We played. Is that coming out, that episode, this week, I think?
I think so.
There's another drop that we did for Marilyn on Canada Day, Bods.
Yeah, we did the Canada Day show with Marilyn.
Yeah.
And we both did the Soche.
And you had the necktie thing.
Yeah, so here's what happened. I wanted to get...
I was totally, like, I wasn't even really listening when you're doing that, and all of a sudden I looked over. You had it on.
So they said, wear the most Canadian outfit possible. And we first pitched, what if we came as Fathers of Confederation? And there was a feeling that might be a bit much. And in fairness, that's true.
Yeah.
So I decided to go with a denim on denim on denim tuxedo, and I wanted to find a maple leaf bow tie. So I went to the dollar store in Spadina, and they didn't have a maple leaf bow tie, but what they did have is a maple leaf glasses case. So I was like, well, maybe it would be kind of Canadian ingenuity if I found like a piece of baler twine and tied that around my neck as a makeshift bow tie. And I kept a pack of mints in there, and I don't know if it worked, but I think the spirit of it was well intended.
No, it did work because he also had mints in there.
So last night I had a gig of my own.
Yeah, the ponies back. They got back together.
It wasn't the ponies. I did a solo gig and I could have used you there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was. I'm on the board of the Lower Onslow Community Center.
Oh, that's right.
And every year we do a thing called Onslow Rocks, and we've raised money for the community center to get a wheelchair ramp, and last year was to get a playground for the preschool that's in the same building. And this year we decided to extend it to beyond just our little community center. There's a woman in my community named Miranda who's 32, and she has terminal cancer, and she has a 4-year-old son. He just turned 5. His name is Maverick, and all she wants to do is take him to Disney World before... you know, she's not able to travel anymore. So there was a band called Nowhere Road, and I got up between their first and second set and did 5 or 6 tunes by myself, including Bob Cajun.
Nice.
But I could have used you there on the drums, man. I've been spoiled by having you beside and behind me playing our little music stuff on tour.
It's a gas.
But here's the thing.
That's just the beginning of the music.
Yeah, for sure. There's so many examples around all the time of, you know, people who are going through a hard time or people that have harder issues that they're facing than you do. But Miranda, who I got to talk with afterwards, is so optimistic and upbeat and finds so much joy in her kid. And she's really a study in grace of how you would handle this awful situation.
Yeah.
And like she has to make choices like, do I do another round of chemo and impact my ability to remember the time that I spend with Maverick, or do I put up with more pain and have a better memory of the time that I have with him? Imagine trying to make that decision as a parent.
I can't.
So she was very candid and open. And so that it felt really good to do something like that. And it wasn't the Arkells rally, but we raised a bunch of dough for Miranda. And that was a pretty great way to spend a Saturday night.
No kidding. That sounds awesome.
Jams. We've been busy, bud.
I know.
We've been busier. We haven't had pods out on the last 2 Mondays. The first is because I was actually away in Nashville. We went down to the CMT Fest, which was great. Saw a bunch of country music at Nissan Stadium in Nashville.
Cool.
But the second reason is because we've launched Canadianity Content Studios.
Yeah.
So the reason, like, I guess, Buds, you've probably seen the kind of launch video, hey, we're doing this thing, just to deal you guys in on kind of our thinking behind it. As you know, we had a TV show in development at a Canadian network. Took a couple of years to hear that they weren't going to proceed with it. At the same time, I had a show in development at CBC, which my plan was for you to work on with me. CBC passed on that show. So suddenly, they kind of intimated that they were concentrating on internet digital content And that's kind of where their focus is these days. So we had this epiphany where we thought, why are we concentrating on the networks if the networks are concentrating on the internet service? Mm-hmm. And it sounds so obvious to say out loud. So our plan is we're going to produce our own Taggart and Torrance content for the internet, and we're going to take that directly to sponsors. That's kind of column A. Column B is we're going to solicit ideas from people who have great ideas for TV shows, because there are a lot of people who are kind of disillusioned in the same way that we are after an unfruitful development process. And we're going to make pilots with them and then take them directly to sponsors. Right, bud?
That's right. And it's just the internet is ridiculous now in terms of content and how, I mean, the way that this pod has rolled all completely on two platforms, basically.
And yeah.
Without any marketing dollars behind it. So we realize how important and how easy it is to get content out there. And I think advertisers are starting to realize that now, too. And there's all kinds of, like you said, just so many different people that have really great ideas. And what we're doing is just kind of, you know what, let's just do it. It's not going to be expensive to do it. We put it together, and it's something that works for them. Whatever brand that they have, it makes it easier and better, and cut out the middle person with advertising in terms of, and I'm sure it's obviously a lot cheaper to advertise with online things as opposed to network television.
Well, and more so, In dealing with networks, and don't get me wrong, I don't want to bite the hand that's fed me and my family for 30 years.
Yeah.
And they're in a tough spot too, because yeah, they sure. know that the internet is sneaking up in the rearview mirror or even passing them in the fast lane. And they're trying to figure out, what do we create for the traditional broadcast platform while still chasing viewers? Mm-hmm. But for us, like, you don't have to wait to get notes or feedback or have someone weigh in on your concept before you do it. If you have a good idea, we can just shoot it and then try to find the right partner. As I said in our little press release, if you have a show idea about dogs, you don't have to hope the dog network is on board. You just shoot it and then take it to Purina.
Yeah.
And hopefully that will eliminate the middleman. And I guess, you know, it might be a bit of a risk and it might not work, but if the options are sit around on the couch with your arms crossed and go, man, networks don't get it,
yeah,
or be proactive about it and try to accomplish something. I mean, already the little animated shorts that you've been so diligent about getting out the door with our bud, Aaron, we have 150 hours of back catalog of content. Mm-hmm. So it's been kind of fun and kind of satisfying to bring That's those great. To life in a whole different way. And seeing animated us, it's actually pretty fun.
We encourage bods out there to tell us if there's any stories that you guys would like to see animated that are favorite moments from the pod. Because obviously with Joey Kramer and the Peter Garrett kids show stuff, those are our, you know, some of our favorite moments. So, and there's just a lot of them. And sometimes someone will tell me something about a pod and I'll go back and listen. I'm like, oh yeah, I completely forgot about that. So send in your clip ideas.
And so far it's just been stories that kind of you and I have told each other on the pod, but we are starting to dip a toe into the waters of the characters like Joe and Gino and Andrea and Laramie and Donovan and Phil, and we're going to get some of those clips made. And our intention is, and this will be happening in the next few weeks, to get a video version of the pod out as well. Mm-hmm. We're just kind of working out some of the technical kinks, and we don't want to just do it. We want to do it properly.
Exactly.
And it will never usurp the audio pod. The audio pod will still always come out first, mm-hmm. But the video component will come out afterwards.
Yeah, I just think there's a lot of people, like my kids included, are mostly on YouTube as their kind of platform for finding stuff. So
for sure.
We're pretty green on there, and we haven't really done that, so it just makes more sense to kind of do the exact same thing where it's just coming out properly there as opposed to just kind of audio with a picture.
But the thing that's the most satisfying is that it's a very DIY kind of environment, podcasting to begin with, and for us to be able to ourselves engineer the launch of the visual component just by kind of fumbling through it and figuring it out as we go, that's been really satisfying.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. before we end this segment, we should say we have we got Ontario dates coming, Bods.
On you know what? This,
right now.
Let's tease the Ontario dates, and we'll announce them with breaking news right after we take a break, Bods.
Oh, yes.
Don't go away, will you?
Where's my beer chair? Hello?
Breaking news.
Yes.
From the Tagging Towards Universe.
Breaking news.
Coming
in August. Three shows in Ontario. One show is in Oshawa. Another show is in Toronto. And another show is in St. Catharines.
It's awesome.
Get your information at taggartandtorns.ca.
So we're going to announce officially, I don't know if it'll happen just before this pod comes out or just after, but yes, we have those three dates. It'll be August 10th, 11th, and 12th. Oshawa, St. Catharines, Toronto. And
yeah, I don't know. I know that the Toronto is the Royal Cinema, and that's going to be a gas.
That's going to be unskinny bop.
Yes, it will.
We have big plans, Bods. We have big plans, but it's kind of baby steps. So at probably next summer, we're going to string together some big bodbecues.
Yes.
And we'll get some bands, and we'll have outdoor, like kind of a festival atmosphere.
Yeah,
so sure. I know people in the rest of the country are probably like, oh, great, more Ontario dates, because we did five in May. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
First of all, Ontario is very big. Second of all, we're going to other places. For example, well, in September, we're hosting Bo's Oktoberfest in Van Cleek Hill. Unbelievable, Bill. Sloan, Flatliners, whole bunch of folks.
Weaves.
It's halfway between Montreal and Ottawa. They have buses and everything, and the Bo's people are super nice. It's a big deal. Yeah. Very community-minded as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been announced yet, but in September, we're doing an East Coast run, New Brunswick, PEI, Nova Scotia, including an appearance at the Lunenburg Authors Festival.
Yeah.
And then in January, we're doing some dates in BC, including places we haven't been before, BC and Alberta, and then Manitoba, Saskatchewan will be the end of February.
Yes.
So we do have major plans to get from coast to coast.
And you know what? It's kind of like the never-ending tour starting now.
Yeah.
It's like every little while we'll be out there.
So this, and we'll have lots of math cats. This summer one is going to be called the Bods and Sods Tour.
Yes. Yes. Ice cold jokes and ice cold suds.
Pretty fun.
Oh, yes.
Can't wait. So that's a good thing to look forward to. And those details will be coming out in the very near future.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to talk about the show that we shot. We shot our first Canadianity Content Studio show. It's called Harapy. And I know you don't watch The Bachelor, but there was a woman who was a star of The Bachelorette Canada. Her name is Jasmine Lorimer. And Carol and I watched the show, and we kind of watched it for the usual kind of car crash quality. And we became very invested in the outcome of Jasmine's journey because she's very real. And really cuts through the garbage pretty quickly. And she iced dudes that were like, you're just clowning me. I don't even know what you're doing here. And she really gave a fair shot to dudes that were nice and kind of worthy of it. Okay. So I thought watching that show that she would be just a great person to host a show. And she was in a holding deal, and the holding deal expired and nothing had really happened. So we came up with this show, Jeremy and Sylvie and I, called Harapy. And Jasmine, where we solicited letters from people who had someone in their life that was deserving of kind of some special treatment, some pampering or a hair makeover. Jasmine is a master stylist at a salon called Blush in Vancouver. So we got some unbelievable letters from this part of the world, and we're really excited for you to see it. Got a nice letter from a husband about a wife who, his wife who'd been through a lot of kind of health issues, and got a wonderful letter from a mother who wanted to pamper her 5-year-old daughter because they've kind of been through the ringer lately. And it was just like, it is an extension of Canadianity because these are people who, you know, went through a hard time through no fault of their own and really needed kind of a boost. And Jasmine's a very kind person and made them feel special. And just the whole thing felt really good. So a shout out to my bud, Eric, at Truro Nissan.
Because he got Hot Wheels, right?
Yeah, when I called him, I said, hey, I'm doing this thing. I need a glambulance. He was like, oh, let me give you a van. And then my friend Scotty at Conway Customs was able to do the Glambulance decals, and the logo on it is so scissors good. And a comb crossed.
Yeah.
So I just love, and my friend Kim has a hair salon in Halifax called Flaunt, and she said we could use the salon for free on Monday when they were pretty much closed. I just love when you ask people and they are willing to help for such a good reason. And most importantly, although I think the show will be sweet and nice and compelling and all the things we want it to do, the day I think was really special and memorable for the people that needed a boost. Mm-hmm. So that was awesome.
Yeah. So we're psyched, man.
We're psyched, man.
That's just one, and we got some other stuff starting, and we'll let people know as it goes. But it's again empowering people that already are into doing something that they're good at, and just connecting them to the right things to make it work.
Well, it's also not hard to find people that have followings and skills and passions, but they just haven't had much luck pushing this boulder up the hill to get a show off the ground.
Yeah.
So to make episodes that are like 5 or 6 minutes and clip along and are compelling and make you feel something, which includes you, Buds. If you have show ideas, hit us up. info@canadianitycontent.com. Did I say that right?
Yeah, canadianitycontent.ca or .com.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. I would say CA just to keep it real.
Well, here's the other thing. There's a guy who owns the Canadianity handle, right?
Yeah, and he's a big, tough guy.
Yeah, canadianity.ca or whatever. And we tried to like, hey, can we have that? And he was like, no. We're like, well, what are you going to do with it? Like, we have it trademarked. And he was like, no, you don't understand how trademark works. All right, bud. Then you don't understand the definition of Canadianity, because that's not very nice.
No. But it's one of those guys who just sit on things that they can, think up that might be sellable.
I know, but if he's sitting on it and wants to sell it, why wouldn't he sell it to us?
No, I know.
It's a weirdie.
No. Weird is right, especially when you trademark it for real.
So, Jer.
Yeah.
We took last week off as well.
Yes, we did.
Because you've been tangling with some stuff in your life.
Yeah, that's been a crazy couple of weeks. What is that? Something? Oh, it's just dust. I thought it was a bug in the air, but it's nothing. No, my folks that we had them move. The place is all done. They're living at their new apartment in Barrie.
Great.
Which is great, but my mom is kind of, I think because she's in a new place, it just kind of set her off a little bit, where she's just been very kind of unrestful and kind of upset and confused, So a couple of times she got out and kind of wandered out and didn't know where she was, or she bought a bunch of groceries when she already had a bunch of groceries, and
scary,
ended up getting lost because she didn't know where the building was when she came back from the metro. So she ended up going into the next building down the street, which she thought was a police station, but it was like a Travelodge. So it's just she's just having a real kind of tough time. She has to be, I guess, she has been assessed and she's on medication, but I just think they have to take it up a notch and try and figure it out, just because it's been kind of so rapid from, a couple years ago even, or not even a year ago, where it seemed like this is completely different. So I'm hoping that they can maybe slow it down or give her more kind of time that's, in a position where she can remember and not kind of jump to something every 30 seconds.
I was thinking about this as I talked to this woman, Miranda, last night, who, is just going along minding her own business, and then suddenly she gets this diagnosis and she has to become an expert on chemo and best treatment options and what the right path is and make these big, crazy decisions. You never know what life's going to throw at you, do you?
No.
And suddenly you're trying to figure out, like, wow, so what do we do to help my mom?
Yeah. And there's, the fact that my dad's there and his, he walks 20 feet and he's winded to the point where he has to sit down. So it's a tough kind of position because he can't really help properly. And if she's kind of making up situations and kind of getting more paranoid about situations and kind of creating stuff that's not happening, or thinking that my dad's hiding stuff, or someone was there and it and left, and he knows where they went, and she's saying that he didn't tell her where, won't tell her where he went, or my brother was there. Just really, it's just not, it starts in the morning and goes all day and night, so I don't know what to, if it gets any worse, then she might not be able to be, she might have to be by herself, you know, and have somebody kind of take care of her, because it's just getting a little too much for her to deal with, like, I mean, her personally, because it's too much anxiety to have throughout the day.
Well, I know I talked about this at the time when my mom was going through it as well. Like, the longer they can stay in the place they are with their own routine and their own responsibilities, the better it is, because the less the record will skip. Yeah. But at the same time, you don't want to leave them on their own long enough that it becomes a potential danger to themselves or others around them. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I didn't figure out, and my sister as well at first, is that it was a compliance issue. I made the mistake, well intended, but I put a note on the wall outside my mom's bedroom that says, "Have you taken your meds?" Yeah. So every time she'd come out of her bedroom, she's like, "Oh, have I taken my meds? I guess I haven't." So she might take 4 days worth of meds in half a day. And then obviously, because that's a compliance issue, then she might have some hallucinations or things like that as a result of taking too much too soon. Yeah. So getting that stuff locked down is kind of the first step.
Yeah. Well, I think I don't know. I don't know if, you know, I think she just needs to be diagnosed more. She hasn't really been to the doctor enough. You know, she's one of those people who's always been, "Oh, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. It's good." Because my dad has been sick the last few years, she's been getting away with it, kind of
avoiding
it, you know.
Well, my mom was a very private person. I don't like to tell tales out of school, but it speaks to the kind of survival instinct that she would develop little tactics to kind of bluff. If my sister or I would ask, like, "What'd you have for lunch?" She'd say, "Oh, probably a sandwich or maybe a bowl of soup." Mm. And then you'd realize, wait a second, I think she's just saying that.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like the right answer, but she doesn't actually remember. And it's pretty ingenious.
Yeah.
But it's a hard thing to wrap your head around, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's really, especially when you're trying to tell them something that, you know, like, for example, my brother, she thought my brother was there, James, when he lives down in, you know, South Mississauga, at the lakeshore or whatever, like super far away, and she's up in Barrie, and she thought he was there. He's never even been there yet and doesn't know where it is, so he wasn't there. But I had to literally try and convince my mom that he wasn't there, and my dad, she was screaming and yelling at my dad that he was, and where did he go? And so it's just, you know, what do you say when it's you're trying to convince them of a truth?
Well, that's the wild thing, because that is her reality.
Yeah. No, I know. I know. But, I mean, when she, you know, you'd think that she would trust me enough that I'm telling the truth that he's not been there yet.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, why would I be not telling the truth, you know? So that's the concern. And maybe it is an issue with, like I said, she has to get properly medicated, because she hasn't, just definitely hasn't seen enough doctors and been analyzed enough yet.
I remember I got a couple of calls, you know, like, there's someone on the balcony, can you call the RCMP? And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm 98% sure there isn't, first of all. But second of all, she was kind of flipped out because that was her reality. She really thought there was. And then third of all, you kind of have to allow the small possibility that it's true.
Yeah.
But I guess what you keep coming back to is her delusions are her reality, right?
That's the worst part, because eventually you start trickling, well, you know, is my dad actually trying to make things hard for her? But it's not true, and it's terrible to accuse him of that, because he's just trying to get things through the day and enjoy, you know, their last remaining years.
So how's he doing?
Just got in there. Like, their place is, it's nice and clean, and they have a great view of a park, and it's a, there's a social room where they can have coffee in the morning and chat with other people. It's just, it has a lot of different things that are awesome that they need to start to take advantage of, as opposed to kind of imploding, you know.
How's he doing, though? He's probably worried about her.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of like on the threshold of needing oxygen on a daily basis, but he doesn't. So yeah. He has this puffer, and if he's calm and stuff, he's walking more, and apparently the more he can do that, the easier it will be for him. So he's like taking the dog out for a walk to downstairs and back up again, and the first time he did it was impossible, and he said it's getting easier, so that's good that he's actually getting some lung strength back, you know.
Well, that's
don't
great.
Hack darts. Hacking darts, man. As much as we joke around about it and think it's funny and
catches up with you,
hacking darts, it's like, you know, eventually it's not really funny at all.
How old are they, by the way?
My folks?
Yeah.
My dad's born in 43 and my mom in 47. And you're Mr. Math, so he's like 75. And
right.
She's 69.
But the neat thing is, I mean, even despite these bumps, they're homies, right? They are ride or die. They've been just the two of them for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. And they can't really, at this point, it's really one of those things where they can't be together and they can't be apart. So I hope that we can get it a little more solved, where she's like I said, if she, because when we're there and we're with her, she's very calm and happy, and then we leave, things kind of change. So it has to do with what her perspective is and her routine and what she sees, and we somehow has to, I don't know what medication does, but it has to kind of break that habit of kind of going into a negative space.
Well, at first they were really fired up, right? They loved it there.
Yeah, and again, whenever Jet comes over there and brings groceries or whatever, they're happy, and it's all good. But then it's kind of, it goes up and down. I don't know. It could be fine today, but I haven't spoken to them today. But
that's the thing.
Last week was bad, and it just seems that this week was not as bad.
Well, wouldn't that be great if they just had to settle in?
Yeah, for sure, right?
On behalf of the Buds, thank you for your candor. I know it's not fun or easy to talk about, but I know for a fact there are people that listen to the show that are dealing with similar things. And, you know, you share what you learned and share your concerns, and that might help other Buds kind of feel at ease about it, you know?
It's funny that you and I are similar and different, but that part of our lives, like how we grew up and how our parents are, and the situations we're dealing with, are super similar. And I think that's kind of a good thing, because we kind of can both rely on each other on understanding in those realms, you know.
Yep, compare notes.
It's good stuff.
And there is no right answer, and there is no easy path, but the best you can do is the best you can do with the information you have at the time. So there you go.
Yeah. I think anybody that's in their 40s that just starts, you have to be taking care of somebody if you're lucky enough to have family. You know, that's just the way it is. People don't live forever. So
I believe it was Bruce Hornsby who said, that's just the way it is.
Is it? That's him? He wrote that?
Yeah, he did.
You're kidding me.
Did I ever tell you about the time I saw him at the L.L. Bean parking lot in Maine?
Judge Reinhold looking math? Yeah, the L.L. LL Bean brutal sound.
Yeah, when he beat Allen Iverson on 1-on-1 because it was piano player rules.
But didn't you say that there was just no PA or something?
Yeah, the sound was, if I'm being honest, the sound was not amazing.
No, I know.
But you know what was? The memory with the girst of being in Maine.
How far away was he?
I'm going to say 3/4 of a mile.
So he couldn't even see
his face.
No,
he's probably 500 yards.
But you couldn't see him.
No, but when I close my eyes, I can see his face, because that's how much time I've spent looking at the album covers over the years.
when you first heard that.
Listen to Lost Soul with Sean Colvin and tell me Bruce Hornsby's not a monster.
No, but The Way It Is was the first song you heard of his, right?
Yeah.
So when you heard, like, saw that video, was it on Much or something? You're like,
no, it's the first tape I ever bought. I heard the song on the radio, and I bought the tape at the Charlottetown Mall, and I plugged it in our Hyundai Pony, and I listened to it over and over again.
You're like, that's some smooth shit right there.
It was like 3 days before I got to Mandolin Rain.
He kept playing the same one over, like the guy at the spin doctors at the mall.
Diddle ding 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 ding.
Oh, I just got to hear this one more time. Where those guys that kept playing Journey in the car when I was with the two Italian guys.
Yeah. But then you hit rewind and it would flip over and you're like, no, I didn't mean for it to flip over.
They only played Don't Stop Believing and Youth Gone Wild by Skid Row over and over for like an hour driving around Finch Avenue.
Well, true or false, I have driven from Truro to Halifax only playing Lights by Journey.
No way.
Yeah, over and over again.
Repeats?
Yeah.
Was it to keep you awake?
I just really was in a Lights hole.
That's like the Dire Straits.
Hey.
Stuck in a Brothers in Arms hole. Remember?
Yeah, I did a deep Mark Knopfler dive.
You were here that one night when you went to bed. I kept playing different versions of
over and
Brothers
over again.
In Arms live.
And I wake up. You have 7 new texts, and it's all links to different versions of Brothers in Arms.
This one. This is awesome.
They're all awesome, though. There's no such thing as a bad version of that song. I think I might be on the verge of a UB40 wormhole.
No, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that just Red Wine and that's it?
Well, no, I did a little medley last night, and Red Wine was in it. Carol designed my set list, and he just has such a great voice.
It's classic. Let's take a break, bud.
Take a break, bud.
Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean? It's the top 5 whisper jams. Am I right? One of the things that I love about camping, Reverb Guy, is it's a chance to get back to nature, yeah?
Yeah.
So you can just look at the stars, see how they shine for you. By the way, that was a lyric I gave Chris Martin.
That's so nice.
We had a great campfire, made some s'mores, yeah?
Yeah.
Had a couple of drinks, and now it's time to turn in.
And we got this nice 10cc playing in the back.
If I'm being honest with you, I find it a bit creepy that you're Reverb Guy when you're whispering.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, I guess it's time to turn in, yeah? We get a good night's sleep, and we'll go fishing for mackerel in the morning.
Okay, hang on, I'll turn the song off then, hang on.
No, you can leave it on, it sounds nice.
Okay.
Good night, Reverb Guy.
Good night, Donovan.
That was creepy just now when you said good night, Donovan, but it was echoey.
Come on, I'm tired. I want to sleep.
Me too. Good night.
Good night. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Why did you have to say that? Because it makes me feel weird inside.
Relax. You're just used to sleeping on fancy beds. Just chill out.
No, I love back to nature, yeah?
I'm tired. Let's sleep.
I'm tired too. Good night, Reverb Guy.
Good night.
What? Wait. What are you? Reverb Guy. Is it you then? Reverb Guy, it's not funny. I haven't heard a noise like that since one of the Queen's corgis.
What's the matter? What's going on?
Did you not hear that noise then?
There's no noise. Let's just go to sleep.
What are you, Reverb Guy, playing pranks on me?
Come on, Donovan, I'm tired.
I'm tired too. Tired of you pranking me.
Let's go to sleep.
Reverb Guy, settle down. It's not funny. Why couldn't we have gotten 2 tents? Because now I'm 2 tents, that's the problem, yeah?
Okay, I'm going back to sleep.
Me too. Wake me up when you get up, yeah?
Are you awake? me up when you get up.
What, again, that sounds creepy, the way you say it like that, yeah?
Okay, I'm going to sleep, that's enough, okay?
Can I ask you a question?
What?
What are you scared of? What scares you?
I'm trying to sleep, I don't know, alligators is kind of scary.
Are there alligators here?
Yeah, maybe, not near us, though, not on the land, I don't think.
Okay, I don't think, it's not exactly confidence instilling.
What's your biggest fear, Donovan?
Intimacy. But I don't expect we'll find that out here, yeah?
No, but I mean, like, what are you, like, scared of?
Well, I suppose sometimes I try and try and it feels like it's not enough.
No, like, what kind of things? Are you scared of ghosts or, like, wild animals or grizzly bears?
Oh, I'm scared that I forgot to press record.
Oh, do you have a dream that you forgot to press record? A nightmare?
It's a recurring nightmare, yeah.
And who's recording?
Can we continue with this counseling session in the morning? I'm rather tired.
Oh, yeah, you're the one who started all this. I'm trying to sleep.
Reverb guy, you're getting wound like a top, yeah? Good night. Oh,
you're driving me crazy.
Can you not yell crazy? It's like you're inviting bears.
Jeez.
Why are those two camping together?
I don't know, I just think it's awesome.
I think the boodaloop is my favorite part of Reverb Guy.
Reverb Guy, what are you? Pranking me.
There's something about Donovan when he's all kind of scared.
Like Randy Bachman in the dark. What are you? What are you?
I love so that what are you, which doesn't even make sense, has somehow gotten traction as a catchphrase.
I know.
What are you?
It's up there with gone cookies.
So let's do our next whisper jam.
Is that what it is? The top five whisper jams?
Yeah. Or
is it
the born out five? Of this hotel room where I'm trying to be quiet as a courtesy.
And it's always like, are you up?
Yeah.
Is it the are you up jams?
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, top five are you still up jams.
Are you still up jams?
Okay. Hit another one and I'll be the person who's asking.
Okay.
Kenny? Kenny?
What?
Are you awake?
No, why are you playing this music?
Well, because I'm a little flipped out. I just need to talk for a second.
But why do you... Isn't this Enigma? Why are you playing this?
Because it's soothing to me, okay? Do you remember when we were at the superstore earlier?
And there was... What the hell? Come on!
Do you remember there was that guy in the produce section? Wearing the leather jacket? And he had the slick back hair and that thin mustache like John Waters?
Yeah.
It was like the weirdest thing, because like then I was in the popcorn aisle. And I picked up a bag of Skinny Pop, but it was white cheddar, and I panicked, and I went to put it back, and he was standing there.
We gotta sleep. I'm tired.
No, I'm tired too, but I just wanted to tell you. Ask if you noticed him.
Yeah, I noticed him. Now, let's go to sleep.
Okay, did he or did he not give you the heebie-jeebies too?
Yes.
Okay, so you know we're on the same page.
You know what's giving me more of the heebie-jeebies?
What?
You playing Enigma at 3 o'clock in the morning, crying out loud.
What? If I can't wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, there are a lot of people who would like to be woken up by me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Should I make other arrangements?
Turn it off. That's enough.
You turn down the attitude and I will turn it off.
It's off.
So is the attitude. I'm just scared. I'm just scared.
Let me go to sleep.
Can I just ask you one thing?
I have to work in the morning. All you have to do is make waffles.
Oh, that's nice, Kenny. That's real nice.
What? Oh, now it's like that. Okay,
well, just to be clear, I am not asleep. I'm giving you the silent treatment.
For crying out loud.
Well, for crying out quiet, Kenny. That's what you want. I can't even cry.
It turns back into this. Every single time, it's about this again.
Well, yeah, because I was talking to my therapist about patterns, Kenny.
Yeah.
And this is one of them.
You know what, this therapist? This therapist is just causing problems, is what he's doing. He's not fixing anything.
Do you know what he does?
$500 an hour.
I don't think you can put a price on someone that'll listen to you, Kenny. You should listen to me for free.
Listen, Keeney.
I'm getting sick of your attitude.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Our couple name is too cutesy, Kenny and Keeny. It's a little on the nose.
You're right. Maybe that's enough of that. Maybe we should get rid of the dolls and the t-shirts and the posters.
I thought you liked the With Kenny, With Keeny t-shirts that I got made at the mall.
Well, I did, but you made fun of it first, so forget it.
Kenny, I am not talking to you, but just to be clear, I am not going to sleep. I am just giving you the silent treatment again, starting right now.
Give me my pillow. You took my pillow.
It's our pillow.
It's not. It's a my pillow. It's $40 on the shopping network.
Do you know that on the list of things I detest about people, cheap is the first?
Listen, it was $4 over 12 months.
The second is halitosis, and you have both. You're cheap and your breath isn't great, if I'm being honest. If we're putting it all out there, which is what my therapist suggested I should do.
I wish my whole life was on easy pay.
Good night, Kenny. Good night.
Good night, Keeny.
Good night, Kenny.
Keeny.
Whose name is Keeny?
I don't know. Keener?
Keener. Okay, hit another one and you be the waker upper. This is fun.
Okay, you ready?
Yep. Oh my god.
Hey.
What?
Are you up?
I am now.
You still up?
No, I'm not still up. I'm up again. Oh my, really?
I'm just kind of thinking, you know, about, you know, when you called me asshole last week?
Yeah, because you deserved it. Go on.
You're right. I was an asshole. I'm sorry.
Well, why don't you try telling me what exactly you're sorry for? Let's start there.
Sorry for, like, being an asshole when you said I was being an asshole.
Well, do you mean sorry for showing up at my place of work with no shirt on? And a wine-tipped Colt lit indoors?
Oh, I thought it was you had the problem with me, like, hitting on the secretary.
I've come to expect that. Believe it or not, that's not even on my radar.
She's on my radar.
That's nice talk. Can I just get some sleep?
Check it out, man. Look at me sing this song. Listen. I'm gonna get my hair, like, straightened like Steve Perry.
Was this really waking me up for? You know, one of the things that I liked about you is that you had curls like Mick Hucknall from Simply Red.
No, like, I want to get
Please don't paid. Change the last thing that I like about you.
I want to get real good hair, like, the hair, kind of hair that'll start getting you paid and laid.
Well, you're getting neither of those things from me tonight. Good night, sir.
Good night. I'm not sleeping, though.
I bet Steve Perry would be happy to hear about my dreams and feelings.
I'm gonna put on my favorite movie.
Air Bud?
Con Air.
I knew it had the word air in it. I stopped listening after that.
Nick Cage is so good in that. And then I'm gonna watch The Rock.
Do you mean the movie The Rock or the actor Dwayne Johnson?
Oh, right. Both.
See, that's one of my problems with you. You're never clear.
I'm sorry is all. Sorry for being an asshole that time.
Well, you should be. The best way to show you're sorry is to stop being one.
I need to take a shower.
Cool. Do me a favor. Take a shower at the Wandolin, and we'll regroup tomorrow.
Oh, I got a cramp in my leg. Gah!
Are you okay?
Gah! Straighten my leg out.
Are you okay?
I got a cramp. Bad.
Where, in your calf?
Yeah.
Well, I told you, you should be using A535.
Drinking and no eating bananas again.
What does bananas have to do with it? You're bananas.
No, don't they say potassium? It's like lack of potassium causes cramping.
Does it?
I don't know.
I've had two Charlie horses in the last week where I've woken up like, ah, one of those?
Like, no way.
In the really calf. It's the worst.
That hurts a lot.
But it's the lamest kind of ailment. Like, there's nothing.
I think it has more to do with not moving around enough than moving around too much. You know what I mean?
Darn it. The thing I always love about this time of year is that the weather's nice, so you're outdoors, you're moving stuff around, you're throwing bales of shavings around, mowing, raking. I love it.
Yeah, getting out there.
My body's tired. We got the boat in the water. Got the lawn dialed.
See, that's just in time for that Canadian Men's Health Foundation stuff.
Right, yeah, that was fun.
Right?
Yeah, the Don't Change Much campaign.
Actually doing it. Works. If trying to do a little bits here and there, you feel better. I'm not even lying. That's not even it's not even a joke there.
I think the thing is, sometimes you can get overwhelmed by the whole, well, as they say, you don't have to see the whole staircase, just take the first step. It's true.
For sure.
And I always go back to your bod who said, make good decisions easy and bad decisions hard.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Kevin, are you awake, man?
Come on, man. What the hell?
You know that girl, Mandy, that was at the fire? The bonfire?
Yeah.
Do you think we were vibing?
Well, yeah, man, for sure.
Okay, so I'm not making that up. It was on.
Yeah, man, like you were looking at her and like she was looking totally at you. And,
okay, you but know. You caught her looking back at me. Okay, so I'm not making that up.
Yeah, that's happening, man.
What's her deal anyway? Was she with that guy, Reginald?
Well, I clearly, because remember, I don't know if you remember, I saw them getting into it behind a tree. Remember that?
Yeah, but that doesn't really mean anything. Like, I was asking Katie and Bernard what they thought, and they're like, I don't think it's on. I think they're just like hanging out or whatever. So yeah, I think I could get in there.
Then I saw that same guy like with somebody else behind like.
Exactly. So he was just like whatever. He was just like necking with her or whatever, but it doesn't mean anything.
Just another Saturday night for old Reg.
So do you think I should try to track her down? She said she worked at Arby's. Or was it A&W?
I think it's Ponderosa.
Do you know that the Arby's in Truro right now has cod burgers?
Really?
Not even kidding.
Can we get some of those?
I don't know. They have cod burgers and cod wraps, but it's only while supplies last, so I mean, we could check it out. Do you think I should take Mandy for a cod wrap?
Yeah, she'd probably like that. She's like working at the other place, right? Fast food. She probably likes good fast food.
Dude, you're setting me up, aren't you? What kind of opening volley is? Do you want to go for a cod wrap?
Yeah, maybe you should take her to D-Cube, get one of them crispy chickens.
Upside down right thick, eh, bruh?
Yeah, man.
Hey, are you setting me up, dude? I can't take her for a cod wrap. That seems stupid.
How about you, like, take her to, like the docks and, you know, buy her a t-shirt with your face on it? You know how they do that?
Do you know what I was thinking might be crazy?
What?
Well, like, what if I just, like, buy her a pair of capri pants and, like, hey, I got these capri pants. I think they might be your size.
Cool. Or maybe, like, get a drone and just like follow around with like all around her house and above her house and then like send it to her after saying, hey, just thinking about you.
Do you know what's super funny? What if I got a tiny, like, you know, biplanes when they hang signs out the back, like party at this club or whatever. What if I got a tiny sign that just said like, hey, Mandy, or like a nickname, like, hey, Manders, it's that guy from the bonfire. Is that cool or is that lame?
Yeah, do it with those like little puffy cloud ones. You know that one? Like the puff clouds?
Well, we're talking about Tahiti treat. So what if I got the drone to drop a Tahiti treat in her backyard? And then just like send her a message on like, what if I snapped a chat and was just like, hey, check your backyard. I don't know. Is that cool or lame?
I don't know. I think you're really putting, you're just going to get it. You're going to put yourself through, man.
I'm so inside my head about this. I'm, you know?
Ready for the next one? I'm waking you up.
Okay. Is this the last one already?
I think so. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
What is it?
And just like, hello, it's me, I'm up. You're not up?
Connor, it's 4 what? O'clock in the morning. I went to bed at 3:50. No, I'm not up.
I don't have to get up in the morning. That's why I'm up.
Oh, okay, so you're that guy then.
Do you want to watch TV?
No, I want to go to sleep.
I have Welcome Back, Kotter, season 6.
You should watch that, man, and then tomorrow night when I get home from work, maybe tell me what it was about. But maybe right now I'm going to go back to bed.
Remember how in Different Strokes they had that one episode when they're like kind of the weird guy with taking pictures of them?
Yeah.
That was crazy. Remember, that was like TV. That was what you call groundbreaking. Let's talk about TV.
We kind of did, though, is the thing. We spent most of the night talking about TV, and then remember I was like, oh, I should get to bed because I have to get up early for work, and then you were like, yeah,
I know,
cool.
But like Family Ties, like they had stuff in that where it was like, whoa, like it's like, oh, it's all quiet, and everybody's all quiet for a while, and like it just goes to commercial, like that kind of, like that stuff.
Do you know what would be really cool?
What?
You should watch Family Ties while I sleep. And then tomorrow I'll be like, hey, guess what happened on Family Ties?
But what other show, was there any other shows where it's like they all of a sudden like it's comedy and they're just telling jokes and all of a sudden it's all like, oh, like all serious?
Do you hear that,
like,
man?
Just goes like the commercial.
Do you hear that?
What?
I think there's someone at the door or maybe your phone's ringing.
I don't hear anything.
Or was that an email notification?
I don't have any emails.
You're a substitute teacher, right? Yeah. I think you just got an email saying you need to come in tomorrow. You better turn in for the night, man.
You're making that up?
I don't know. Maybe. Cool. I'll see you tomorrow, bro.
Just tell me one time. Like, once.
Right on, man. Like, right on. I'll see you tomorrow.
Just once. Just, like, even one show where it's like, oh, man. All like, there's normally jokes. And then it's like, whoa. It's all serious. And then it goes to commercial.
Okay. 60 minutes. Is that what you mean?
No, like, a comedy show. Like, it's where they're normally always laughing. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa. It's all serious. And they're all like, ah. And then it goes to commercial.
They did that like on Spencer, the show with Rob Lowe's brother, Chad Lowe.
But that's not a comedy.
No, go
it?
YouTube it, man. Go YouTube it right now. I swear that happened. Oh, man. I got to go to bed.
Just tell me one, man. Just
take care,
one
bro.
Show. Just one show.
Knott's Landing. Knott's Landing, they did that
that's
a whole
not
bunch.
It's not a comedy, man. Like, did they do that on, like, Different Strokes, they did it, I know. And like,
no, Don Knotts Landing. It was Don Knotts' variety show. You should like YouTube it, man.
Three's Company, I don't think they didn't
have. Oh, yeah, they did do it on that. Good night, bro. No.
That's super. Get out of here.
Good chatting, bud.
All right, bud.
I'm going to bed.
Good night, bud. Wake me up when you get up.
Wake me up when you get up, bud. Boom gong gang go get ding gong ju bong bao do da doom bam bam dik doom dao.